A model with 70 billion parameters beat one with 280 billion. Not by being bigger, by being smarter about training. That result, from the Chinchilla study, cracked open one of the most consequential debates in modern AI. It forced researchers to rethink the entire playbook for building powerful models. And it happened because someone finally asked the right question. Not how large can we go, but how efficiently can we learn? The story starts in 2017. A team published a paper called "Attention is All You Need," introducing the transformer architecture. It was originally designed for machine translation. Nobody predicted it would become the skeleton of nearly every major AI system that followed. Here is why it mattered, Grover. Before transformers, models processed language sequentially, word by word. The transformer replaced that with self-attention, a mechanism that lets the model weigh relationships between all tokens simultaneously. Think of it like reading a sentence, not left to right, but all at once, with every word aware of every other word. That parallelism unlocked scale. Suddenly, you could train on vastly more data, faster, using more hardware at once. Now, scale alone is not a strategy. That is where scaling laws come in. Researchers studied what happens when you increase model size, training data, and compute together. The key idea is this. Loss, meaning how wrong the model is on average, drops predictably as those three resources grow. It follows a power law curve. More parameters, more tokens, more compute, lower loss. GPT-3 made this visceral. At 175 billion parameters, it demonstrated something startling, few-shot learning. You could give it a handful of examples in a prompt, no retraining required, and it would generalize to new tasks. That meant prompting itself became a new interface for AI. But the Chinchilla study complicated the picture. It trained over 400 models, ranging from 70 million to more than 16 billion parameters, across datasets from 5 billion to 500 billion tokens. The finding was sharp. For a fixed compute budget, model size and training token count should grow at roughly equal rates. The field had been overbuilding models and underfeeding them data. Chinchilla's 70 billion parameter model, trained on more tokens, outperformed the 280 billion parameter Gopher model and hit 67.5% accuracy on the MMLU benchmark, more than 7 percentage points higher. Remember, though, that lower loss does not automatically mean better judgment. This is where the story gets genuinely complicated, and it matters for you, Grover. Scaling produces what researchers call emergent properties. Capabilities like code generation or logical deduction that appear without anyone explicitly teaching them. They seem to arise from statistical patterns at sufficient scale, but scaling has not eliminated hallucination. Models can produce fluent, confident statements that are simply wrong. Benchmark scores can overstate real-world competence because of contamination, memorization, and the gap between test formats and actual deployment. InstructGPT showed something equally important. A smaller model, fine-tuned with human feedback, could outperform a much larger base model on following instructions. That means post-training, using techniques like reinforcement learning from human feedback, can reshape behavior dramatically. Parameter count is not destiny. Data quality, training duration, architecture choices, and inference procedures all shape what a model actually does. The takeaway from this entire era is both thrilling and sobering. Scaling laws gave the field a reliable compass. Invest in compute, data, and model size, and capability will follow a predictable curve. That insight triggered a global race for high-performance compute, reshaping supply chains and capital markets. But the Chinchilla result proved that raw size is not the only lever, and the persistence of hallucination, benchmark fragility, and inconsistent reasoning shows that statistical prediction, no matter how refined, is not the same as understanding. The current state of AI models was built on a deceptively simple idea. Predict the next token at massive scale, and intelligence emerges. What the field is now grappling with, Grover, is what comes after that. The scaling era gave us the modern AI brain. The next question is whether we can make it reliable.